Same thing. Did not practice.
Brandon,
limited.
Barry Riley?
He was limited.
Are you hopeful he'll be able to? I know you got another practice. Go Sunday or?
Oh, same thing. We're going to find out. Hopefully it gets better day by day.
Anybody new on the list?
No. Nobody's new.
Have you seen improvement with Perry last couple days even?
Yeah, I've seen improvement. Anybody cold?
Sure. It's too bad there's not a warm bubble to go in.
Yeah.
It's
kind of nice to practice in whether you're going to play. I think it really does help your football team to practice in this if you're going to play in it.
Mike, you kind of look at the progression of Logan Paulson since you guys have been here. I know he kind of carried the reputation of being a blocker, but you've seen what he can do in the passing game. You've seen what he can do as a receiver. How much have you guys tried to coax that out of him, just trying to get him used to being in those types of situations, and now that he's got the opportunity he's got?
You know, he did a great job when he was at UCLA as a football player. You could see he was a guy that was very consistent and really hasn't surprised us, you know, how he's played since he's been with us, because you saw him in practice every day. He just didn't get an opportunity until we had a couple guys go down where he could actually practice at a, you know, very high level and play at a very high level. So he's doing exactly what he's been doing in practice, so it really didn't surprise anybody.
The workload that he's now going to be presumably asked to shoulder, do you think he can handle that, being out there for 50, 60 snaps a game too?
Oh, I know he can handle it. You know, the guy's in unbelievable shape. You know, he is here early, late, all the time. You know, 7 days a week. He studies the game. He knows what's going to happen before it happens. That's one of the reasons why he can play at the level that he's playing at. I mean, he's really a student of the game. Anybody else?
Yeah. Mike, what have you thought of Ryan Kerrigan's pass rushing since Brian went down?
Oh, it doesn't surprise me. Anytime you lose a great pass rusher on the other side, you know, you can chip more, you can slide the line to that side. You know, typical things people do.
How do you feel like he has approached that mentally and on the field, too?
Well, you'd have to ask him, but it is tougher. Anytime you're getting chipped all the time, people are sliding to your side. It's a little bit tougher for a pass rusher. You know, don't have the depth that you'd like.
Have you seen that more and more as over the last several games, the more he's been out there by himself, or did you see that right away?
You see it right away.
Mike, have you guys heard anything about D'Angelo Hall's status for Sunday?
No. Never heard of that.
Would you expect to, or do you assume that at this point?
I really have no idea. Yeah. You know, we talked about that a little bit yesterday.
Right.
I don't know.
No news, good news, though, kind of scenario. Is that how you take it?
Not really. I've been surprised before.
Do you block the season into quarters or halves? And as you get ready for the second half, do you reassess and have a mission statement for your squad before you start that second half?
Yeah, I think our football team knows where we're at. I mean, anytime you're 3-5 at the midway point, you know you got to play your best football in the second half of the season. And so hopefully we can start putting wins together instead of close football games.
Like, how much has Tyler Palumbus benefited from just playing every down?
Well, Tyler is a overachiever to start with. He's very sharp. He's very proud, very accountable. And he's played at a very high level since he's come back, this season. And you can see him getting more comfortable with the system, more comfortable with our terminology, our offense in general. And he's been a big plus for us. He's played at a very good level.
Have you seen, just with he and Chris on that side, because they're in that system now for another year, how much of a jump in their production have you seen them because of that? And what kind of things happen because they have been in the system for a year or so?
Well, first of all, Tyler does have some playing experience. He's been in the NFL, and we know the experience Chris has. But both of them are very accountable guys, very, very sharp guys that make very few mistakes. And when you make very few mistakes and you're accountable and tough and all those things that you look for in football players, usually you get good results.
When you say accountable, what do you mean by that?
Not making mistakes, no mental mistakes. When you go out there, you know you're going to get everything that you got week in, week out, regardless what the score is. Guys, when the pressure's on, they're going to play at their best.
You had talked all training camp long about the sum of the parts on the offensive line, you know, being the key and the guys working together as a unit, not individually. Is this even better than, I guess, maybe you expected, or is this about what you expected if everybody was healthy like they have been?
It's what I expected. I loved the guys that we had. You know, I talked about, Corey, same type of guy that we've been talking about. You got guys that you're going to get their best every weekend. And, the term I use was accountability, toughness, just guys that love to play the game. And some of the, great offensive lines that they've had here in the past, you could count on guys playing for 60 minutes. They're going to give your best, each and every week. They wanted to run the football because they took pride in it. And I think we got a lot of guys like that on our football team. Will Montgomery's doing a great job. We talked about Chris and, just talking about Tyler. That's what you got to have. And you got to have a little depth. We got a little bit more depth with the addition of Laribas and Geddes and, Hurd kind of getting a little bit more experience at both the guard and tackle position. And obviously Jordan coming in and kind of fitting into our scheme very quickly. So I like what we got.
Anything new with
Jamal Brown? No, but we're going to, we'll evaluate him when we come back from the bye week and, make a decision then.
What are the dates there now? So he'll have to be activated at some point next
week,
right?
When we come back, yeah.
And he'll get bye week. 2 weeks of practice?
3 weeks. 3 weeks of practice. Make a decision in 21 days.
So presumably he could be looking at week 13 debut, so much later in the season.
Mm-hmm. Could be, yeah. Could be the first week or could be the, last week. Yeah.
Right. Cooley's second way back. Do you see anything different out here than the first week?
Yeah, I think he's a little bit more comfortable with getting the pads on and, doing some hitting and different things you haven't done for, a long time. But, yeah, you can see him really starting to feel more comfortable. Okay.
One more. Kyle talked about how midpoint is night and day from last year, and I want to know your thoughts. Would you like to share how you're feeling about the team last year at this time compared to this one?
Talking about the offense or the team
in
general?
Talking about the team in general and where the team is, the midpoint.
Well, we can break it down. Obviously, defensively, when you take a look at the stats, probably not anywhere near where they were a year ago. But the good part about it is a lot of these guys that our safeties are getting more playing time. Our defensive men, our outside linebackers are getting more playing time. We got to get better, start playing our best football. So some of those inexperienced guys are more experienced now because they've had some playing time. So hoping we can start playing our best football defense because they got some more experience. Offensively, if you told me before the season we'd have the ability to do some of the things we're doing with a young football team, I would say that doesn't happen very often in the National Football League unless your defense is number one or in the top three or four. That just doesn't happen. It just says a lot about the guys we do have in our football team right now. And special teams, I think, at times we've played well, and at times we've been a little bit inconsistent. And that's what we got to do. We got to start playing our best football and find a way to win those games in the fourth quarter that we haven't done.
Have you been around a team that struggled defensively in the first half and has been able to turn it around? And what was the key to doing that?
Well, you get to, you get some more playing time. You feel more comfortable with the system. You're able to do a few more things from a coaching standpoint with some guys that you weren't able to do in the beginning because they didn't have that experience. And you just start playing better. Maybe it's game plans. Maybe one or two guys coming back, playing at a different level or a little bit higher standard. It's your veterans playing their best football, knowing that they have to play their best football in the second half of the season. This is where normally football teams are taken over by their veterans. You can go one direction or the other, and you expect these guys to play at a higher level, even with some inexperienced guys. You expect them to get the most out of these other players that may not have played at the highest level they can. But they either step up or shut up, and that's where you got to get it done.
You said with Merriweather weather yesterday basically it was a long shot to play this Sunday. Anything changed in your view on that?
Like I told you today, he practiced today and went through drills. He was limited. That's all I can tell you right now. Is there a chance? Yeah, there's a chance.